It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. A massive sinkhole on the southern edge of Carlsbad and along a busy intersection will take officials 2 years to fill. The Hobbs News Sun reports New Mexico Department of Transportation engineer Tim Parker said last week the $43 million project will proceed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as workers fill in the sinkhole with 300,000 to 1 million cubic yards of materials. The sinkhole is a former brine well, which was closed in 2008 when the ground was deemed unstable. Parker says around 42,000 vehicles a day pass through the junction. On the Tuesday Health Watch, researchers wanting more information about the ongoing increase in cases of liver cancer studied the records of 1,100 patients diagnosed at Parkland and UT Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas. They found racial and ethnic differences in outcomes. Blacks and Hispanics are less likely than whites to get early diagnosis and treatment, and blacks are less likely to survive. Dr. Amit Singhal of UT Southwestern told Sam Baker much of this stems from lack of access to screening for the disease.
Actually, when you take a look at everyone in the United States, many patients are not found early, and this is related to our screening tests not actually being performed as often as they should.
How is it that people are not getting access to screening?
You know, we're trying to do more and more in a shrinking amount of time when we see patients. And sometimes when you take a look at the different priority items that you have to take care of during that short visit, This unfortunately just falls off that list as you're taking care of other things. The other thing is that particularly in patients with liver disease, these patients can be sick at times. And so as you're taking care of those more acute issues, you sometimes forget to do the screening.
We also find Hispanic patients had better survival rates than non-Hispanic whites. Is this what's being called the Hispanic paradox?
Yeah, I think this was the first time this has been shown in liver cancer. When you take a look at the survival initially, it looks like Hispanics have similar survival to whites. However, when you account for several other factors, Hispanics actually had significantly better survival, as you said.
Do we know why this exists at all?
The Hispanic paradox is really something that we don't know exactly why it exists. There's several different theories. People think that this could be related to differences in social factors, like differences in eating habits, differences in terms of social support, while others believe that this could actually be true differences in biological behavior between the different race ethnicities. We're doing a large prospective study over the next 5 years. And so I'm hoping that over the next couple of years, I'll have better answers in terms of why these differences exist and more importantly, what can we do to reverse and prevent these differences from continuing to exist?
As for blacks and Hispanics diagnosed at a later stage, Hispanics had decreased tumor burden.
Yeah, they had smaller tumor burden than non-Hispanic whites.
And yet they had more advanced liver dysfunction. Whereas blacks had better liver function, but the symptoms showed up at a later tumor stage.
Liver cancer is really driven by two different factors. There's the cancer, and then there's the sick liver in which it occurs. And when you take a look at these different race ethnicities, it seems like the prognosis is really being driven by different factors. In Hispanics, it's really driven by the liver disease, more so than the cancer at times, Whereas in blacks, because the liver is healthier, it really is driven by the cancer burden.
So what does that tell us in this case when it comes to diagnosis at a later stage?
It really is important for us to consider both of these factors And try to treat both of them. So for example, the most common liver disease in blacks is underlying hepatitis C. And so now we have very effective therapies for hepatitis C. And so it's very important that we are very aggressive in terms of treating that underlying liver disease. For Hispanics, the underlying liver disease is more commonly related to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, in which there currently are no effective therapies, but many companies are currently doing research to find more effective therapies. And so if we can find something, this may also be something that will improve prognosis in the future.
But still, it all seems to be suggesting that blacks and Hispanics are not getting the care they could get or should get.
I think a lot of this relates to the high overlap between race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic status. Racial ethnic minorities tend to have lower socioeconomic status, Which may limit their access to care.
So what can or should blacks and Hispanics do on their own to lower risk of liver cancer?
If you're a baby boomer born between 1945 to 1965, or you have risk factors for hepatitis C, it's important for you to get screened for hepatitis C so you can get treated and reduce your risk of developing liver cancer in the first place. Otherwise, it's important for you to live a healthy lifestyle, eat a healthy diet, exercise so you can prevent yourself from developing fatty liver disease, prevent yourself from getting liver cancer. And then, of course, if you're unfortunate enough to have liver disease, develop liver cancer, it's very important that you come in and get care and continue to see your doctor through the entire process.
If that is caught early, how successfully can that be treated?
If we find liver cancer early, we can actually provide curative therapies with surgery. The 5-year survival is over 70%.
Dr. Singhal, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Sam.